Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Welcome to Tumble, the show where we explore stories of science discovery.
Today, it's scientists versus an alien invasion.
Wait, aliens invaded? I feel like I should start reading the news.
Alien bacteria invade our bodies and make us sick, and they're finding ways to avoid our best medicines. We'll hear how scientists protect human health through alien abductions.
I gotta say, today's episode seems to be really pushing the envelope. We're dealing with an alien invasion.
We're trying something a little different today, mixing fact with fiction. We have a real science story, but we're also gonna add some made-up characters. They're invading alien bacteria, and they're gonna help us see things from another point of view. The bacteria are played by students, so let's meet them now.
Hello, humans. It's us, bacteria. We are single-celled organisms, and we're inside you right now.
According to your human scientists, there's like 38 trillion of us inside of you.
Resistance is futile.
They're really up on the science literature for being single-celled organisms who don't have eyes or brains or fingers to read Braille.
Well, I hope it's clear that they're not real bacteria.
What?
But now let's turn to real scientists. Caroline Blasek works in the lab of Mary Dunlop, a bioengineer you might remember from our episode, The Bacteria Cookbook. Here's Caroline.
I think if I were a bacteria, I'd want to live somewhere where I could be undisturbed and not somewhere where someone would want to take medicine to try to get rid of me.
So Caroline's given some serious thought to being a bacterium.
Yeah, she has, which is important because she's spending a lot of time trying to figure out how bacteria live and how she can stop them from invading.
We're interested in how to fight infections that happen when bacteria that are harmful for us can multiply dangerously in our body.
In other words, fighting infections of harmful bacteria means getting rid of the bad alien bacteria that make us sick.
But not all bacteria are intent on making us sick, right?
Yeah, there are many types of bacteria in our bodies, and most of them are good for us.
For the most part, bacteria help us. They live inside of us. They live in our gut. They can help us digest and break down food, for example.
Yeah, that seems like a function that I definitely want performed. So it seems like bacteria can be pretty necessary.
Yeah, you can think of your body as a community of bacteria and our own human cells working and living together. But some types of bacteria don't want to get along with everybody else.
It's as if the bacteria that invade us just want to grow without consideration for their neighbors and take everything.
Sounds like a pretty typical bad neighbor. Selfish and inconsiderate.
Well, you know, there's two sides to every story. So let's hear from the bacteria's perspective.
Yes, we're the alien bacteria. We're not here to help you. We're here to invade.
Once we're inside of you, our cells divide and spread.
It's gonna make you feel bad.
Nothing personal.
I mean, it feels pretty personal to me, to be honest.
Yeah, especially when they're actually inside us, spreading an infection that makes us feel sick.
No kidding.
It makes us feel pretty terrible. Our body realizes that these are invaders and that they shouldn't be there. So we mount a response against them.
The body's immune system leaps into action and bravely tries to fight off the bacteria and stop them from spreading. But sometimes our body needs extra help.
And that help can be in the form of medicine we call antibiotics.
Oh, yeah, I've taken those before, and they usually make it all go away pretty quick.
Antibiotics kill most bacteria, but there are a few sneaky ones that dodge the medicine.
Alert! Antibiotics incoming!
Activate sleep mode! Activate sleep mode!
We will go to sleep, and when we wake up, the antibiotics will be gone.
Then our invasion shall resume.
Shh.
Oh, they're sleeping. But wait, is that like a real thing? Like, do bacteria just like go to sleep and that stops them from getting hurt?
Yeah, some bacteria cells go dormant, a state that's like sleeping or hibernating, and it helps them avoid letting the antibiotics into their bodies.
They're especially vulnerable when they're growing and when they're dividing. And so if they enter a state where they do this less often, they're less likely to be killed by the antibiotic.
So then they can just like wake up and start dividing like crazy again, and then we get sick more, even after we took medicine and got better. Those alien bacteria are diabolical.
If we have bacteria that know how to fight off antibiotics and they infect us, then all we have left is our own bodies to fight them off. And if our bodies are having trouble doing that, it's hard to find another medicine that can help us out.
So what do we do?
We fight back. And you know, I think we can say that scientists are smarter than single-celled organisms.
Especially if they have more than one brain cell.
Yes. So I have my money on Caroline, and she's running an experiment to learn how to beat bacteria at their own invasion.
If we can learn the tools that bacteria are using to go into that dormant state, we can learn how to stop it from happening.
So she's going to learn how to keep bacteria awake? Does it involve like excessive screen time before bed?
Caroline's going to learn their tricks by abducting the alien bacteria invaders.
Wait, hold on. Power this machine down. How do you abduct aliens? I thought it was aliens that did the abducting.
You know, I think an alien abduction can either mean being abducted by aliens or abducting the aliens.
I guess.
So we'll find out how Caroline's alien abduction goes down and how the bacteria feel about it right after this quick break and message for grown-ups.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much more in the hundreds of episodes of The Past and the Curious. You know, quite often people will say to me, Mick, my kid loves your show. But you know what? I love your show too. And that's what it's all about, bringing grown-ups and kids together to learn and laugh while they discover new stories about underwear saving people's lives, the origin of the swimsuit, or figures like inventor Garrett Morgan, astronomer Mariah Mitchell, or spy and baseball player Mo Berg. So if you want to get hip to the show, you can find The Past and the Curious in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Okay, we're back. When we left off, we learned Caroline's conducting an alien abduction.
Okay, so what does this mean? Has she got like an Area 51 going for bacteria where like tiny spaceships are crash landing?
Basically, it starts when Caroline grows bacteria in the lab that's similar to the alien bacteria that invade our bodies. So we're going to use the same voices to play these bacteria. Let's see how they're settling into the lab.
I sense a different environment. What are these plastic walls that contain us?
We appear to be in a laboratory?
This is suboptimal, yet we have room to divide and spread.
Activate growth mode.
So the alien bacteria start growing, and Caroline gets to work.
What we do is we look at bacteria under a microscope, and we give each of them a sort of tiny flashlight that will turn on or off to tell us what the cells are doing inside.
Wait, so they give them a tiny flashlight, like a literal tiny little flashlight that they somehow manipulate with their flagellum?
No, it's not. Scientists can implant bacteria with a special gene that makes the bacteria glow fluorescent when it switches on and off, like a firefly flashing in the night.
They don't normally have these, but we can add them to the bacteria in the lab setting.
Yeah, okay. All right. So I see where we're going here. They've been implanted with mind control techniques.
Yes. That's basically it. And let's see how the bacteria respond to that.
We experienced an unusual event yesterday.
Indeed. We were placed under a microscope, and then we were modified.
Worrisome. Activate sleep mode.
Stop! Deactivate! You're lighting up!
I'm awake! I do not comprehend.
You appeared to be glowing fluorescent while you were asleep. This is making me hungry. Activate eating!
Stop! Deactivate! Eating makes you glow!
We are glowing! But not in a good way.
Take that, evil bacteria! We've got you now.
They've been abducted and now they're having a taste of their own medicine. For avoiding medicine.
So just really a taste of medicine.
Yeah, you're going to get that medicine. Anyhow, the bacteria continue to divide and grow, creating thousands of cells with these little flashlights.
So it's like a bacteria sleepover party that just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But what are the flashlights doing here? What are they telling us?
Caroline's going to explain using our alien comparison.
Imagine that we had the different aliens and we gave one a flashlight and said, I want you to turn this on every time you eat. And then we gave one to another alien and said, turn on this flashlight every time you go to bed.
Okay, so if you could somehow get the aliens to follow those instructions, it would tell us what their activities are. And since we can't see the bacteria is eating little bowls of cereal and getting tucked into bed, this is a big improvement.
That's the idea. But if Caroline just sat back and waited for bacteria meal times and sleepy times, she'll be waiting around a long time to get the data she needs, because these things actually don't happen that often. So she needed a way to speed things up.
So what we've been trying to do is tell the bacteria when to turn on that flashlight and when to turn it off. But we ran into some issues where it was hard to get these instructions to the bacteria.
So, like, how do you tell bacteria what to do? Like, I'm sure they don't speak English. Is it German? Do you have to give all your instructions in German?
No. To talk to bacteria with flashlights, you use your own flashlights.
We basically made a whole language of lights to talk to the bacteria and to have them talk back to us. First, we would shine on a light that told the bacteria to turn on their own light in response.
What? That's crazy. No way. I just don't believe that. You shine a light at them and then they're like, oh, hey, friend.
It is crazy. And developing this system was not easy.
But we found that it took a lot of trial and error to figure out how to properly communicate with the bacteria. If our light was too bright, they would be overwhelmed by it. And if our light was too dim, they wouldn't see the signal we were giving them at all.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would be really challenging because bacteria can't just say like, yeah, I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
Totally. Caroline and the rest of the scientists in the lab had to just tinker with their flashlights to learn what the bacteria would finally respond to. And it was a big moment when Caroline discovered that she'd cracked the code.
I gave my bacteria an instruction, and I came back the next morning to find that they had all followed it, all at the same time.
All right. So, bacteria, how are you guys reacting to this stuff?
The humans are flashing lights at us. It is confusing.
Wait, I'm understanding their meaning.
I as well. Message interpreted. The lights are saying, go to sleep.
Understood. That series of lights say, time to eat.
We must follow the directorates.
All right, so the abduction and the mind control implants definitely worked. The bacteria played right into Caroline's flashlight-holding hands, and they're following her instructions.
Caroline literally learned how to speak bacteria.
Exactly. It felt like a real breakthrough.
So now that the bacteria are following her instructions, what's next?
Well, the flashlight experiment was like a training game. And now that Caroline knows how to get instructions to the bacteria, the next stage is to make a fake alien invasion.
So the next part for me is where it all comes together. We'll be giving the bacteria different instructions to do different actions that invading bacteria would do in the body.
Then it's survival of the fittest, aliens versus antibiotics.
Then we'll give them an antibiotic, and we'll see which of those instructions actually helped the bacteria survive.
Oh man, I'd almost feel bad for the bacteria aliens if I didn't remember that their whole reason for existing is to make us sick.
Exactly. Don't feel bad for the bacteria. They have no feelings. They just want to grow, and also our body's natural response is to defend itself. So now scientists are going to be able to watch and understand what the bacteria do when they're faced off with antibiotics.
And this will tell us what bacteria invaders can use as strategies to avoid antibiotics.
So it's kind of like getting a peek at the alien bacteria's defense plan.
Absolutely. And that means that humans can create a better plan to fight back and stay healthy.
So if we learn what are the best defense mechanisms of the bacteria invaders, we can better know how to fight them in the future with maybe more medicines.
I gotta admit, all this is really clever. Like, the bacteria were funny, but I'm on the side of humans.
Me too. But let's check in with our alien bacteria for the final time and see how they're doing post-abduction.
We have adjusted to life as glowing single-celled organisms.
Glowing is normal. Glowing is cool.
Why do we glow?
Do not think. We do not have brains to think. Just glow.
Message received. Divide and spread.
Now that you've heard from our bacteria, it's time for your own bacteria play.
Imagine how the bacteria might react to the next stage of the experiment when they come face to face with a deadly antibiotic. How will they react? What will they report back to their scientist overlords?
Come up with your own bacteria voices and act it out with your family and friends. And don't forget,
divide and spread.
Thanks today to Caroline Blasek, PhD candidate in biomedical engineering, and Dr. Mary Dunlop, associate professor in the Department of Biomedical Engineering at Boston University. Thanks to Greenfield Middle School STEM students Elijah and Clara for playing our bacteria. And extra special thanks to Anna Marchewka, STEM teacher at Greenfield Middle School, for arranging our recording.
This episode is supported by the National Science Foundation under award number MCB2032357. Hear more from Caroline about the experiment on our bonus interview episode, available when you support us on Patreon for just $1 or more a month at patreon.com/tumblepodcast.
And you can learn more about bacteria and antibiotics on our website, sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Sarah Robertson-Lentz is our editor and designed the episode art. Elliot Hajaj is our production assistant.
Chad Chennai was our story consultant. Gary Calhoun-James engineered and mixed this episode. I'm Lindsay Patterson, and I wrote this episode.
And I'm Marshall Escamilla, and I made all the music and sound design for this episode. Tumble is a production of Tumble Media. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more stories of science discovery. All right, everybody, here we are at the end of the episode, and we all know what that means. It's time for our Patreon people. We got a bunch of birthday shoutouts to give, so here we go. Happy birthday to Emma on April 18th. Mom, Dad, and Daisy, love you very much. Davey G, happy birthday on April 18th, too. Lots of love from Mom, Dad, Auntie Vicky, and the grand folks. Auden, happy birthday on April 19th. Your family loves you and your boundless curiosity. Sebastian, happy birthday on April 19th as well. And Connor, Mom and Dad love watching you grow. Happy birthday on April 21st. Thanks to all of you and to everyone who supports Tumble on Patreon. If you want to get a birthday shout out of your own like these fine folks, simply support Tumble on Patreon at the $5 level or higher by going to patreon.com/tumblepodcast. Once again, that's patreon.com/tumblepodcast.